Today's episode will be part two of our amazing interview with Dr. Bradley Nelson. If you would like to listen to part one, please go to our other podcast, The Oracle and the Warrior.
Welcome to Who Said You Have To, where we discuss how society dictates to us who we must be and how we must live our lives.
In this podcast, we will also help you find ways to choose the life you want to live with no fear or judgment.
My name is Laura Schmidt. Tina and I know the things discussed today are not what society has taught us to believe, but I choose to believe in my own ability to see what is truth and what is not truth.
My name is Tina Mason, and Laura and I challenge you to join us in believing in your own ability to find your truth, not what society has dictated you must believe to be accepted or loved.
The truth is, you are loved exactly as you are, right here, right now. No human is more vital than another. You matter.
And you have the free will to walk your own path with no fear and no judgment. We encourage you to have faith in yourself.
And remember,
who said you have to?
You know, this reminds me actually of a story I want to share with you guys. I saw this video on YouTube. You know how sometimes you'll see a video and you can never find it again?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That happened to me. I saw this video and it was an emergency room doctor, and he was talking about how what it's like, and when somebody dies and they flatline, they go into cardiac arrest. He said it's not like in the movies or on TV, because there, you know, they hit him with the paddles, clear, boom, right? And usually they're able to bring him back. He said, no, that's not how it is.
Yeah.
He said about 15% of the time they can bring him back. The rest of the time they're gone.
Right.
So he said one day in the ER, he had this experience, changed his life. He said that there were three different people that they brought back from flatlining, and so they were all dead momentarily, and they all said the same thing. They all said, why did you bring me back?
Ooh.
And then they all said that for the first time in their whole life, they felt totally accepted.
Oh, yeah.
On the other side, right?
Because they took them to the garden with the Golden River and,
the ponies.
So that when they went to the other side, they were in this place of unconditional love, right? And unconditional love, what is the fruit of that? Well, it's total acceptance, right? So I thought a lot about that. And if any of you find that, send it in
find that video, sir. I know there's a lot of really great techies out there. If you guys look for that video,
it's a challenge for my husband.
For Dr. Nelson, and we'll make sure we get it to him.
Were you done with that story?
Just to wrap that up, I mean, it's really, it's all about unconditional love, and when people talk about ascending, becoming an ascended being, what is that about? Well, it's really about unconditional love, really.
It's finding that purity.
And that's one of the beautiful things about getting rid of your emotional baggage is that the more of that baggage you get rid of, the more able you are to develop that ability to love unconditionally,
yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, and I think that is the definite step to flipping that switch back on of realizing, because we're born with that switch on of knowing that there's nothing we can't do.
Right.
We're born with that. We're born with no fear. We're born with the ability to manipulate energy, the ability to do anything. And then society says, well, you're not tall enough, you're not rich enough, you're not smart enough, you're not pretty enough, you're not thin enough, you're not enough.
Yeah.
And somewhere along the line, we flip that switch off because it's too scary.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, part of our job, I feel, is flipping that switch back on and letting people realize that you're loved exactly as you are.
Right.
Right here, right now. And
it's so true.
You know, God explained it to me as he said, you have two beautiful daughters. Can you love them any more than you did the day they were born? And I said, no.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, am I a lesser parent than you?
There you go.
I can be proud, I can be disappointed.
Yeah.
But how could I love you any more than the moment I created you?
Yeah.
Because I'm not a lesser parent than you are.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ooh, no, you're much better at this than I am. And so just getting that point across and helping people to understand that you are loved exactly as you are.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to change a single thing.
Yeah.
Just you.
Just be.
Just who you are.
Yeah, that's right. And as human beings, we have a tendency to you know, if we care about what God thinks, which many people do, we have a human tendency to think, well, I screwed up today, God doesn't love me today, I'll try better tomorrow. Okay. Mm-hmm. But no, it's not like that at all.
It's not like that at all. No, he loves us all the time.
Yeah, his love for us is like a constant in the universe.
100%.
You tap into that constantly, right?
Yeah. It's always there. Yeah.
So how do you, mine is sort of a two question. When do you recognize, or how do you recognize that it's not emotional baggage, but actually a physical, or is everything emotional, tied to emotional?
Well, that's a great question. So during the years that I was in practice, being a nerd, right, and being a programmer, I always had a computer there to catalog. If I would find something new on somebody, and by the way, I mentioned how I had this habit of asking for help with everybody that I saw. And there were times during those years when I was in practice where sometimes somebody would come in to see me and I didn't know how to approach their problem, I didn't know what to do, didn't know how to help them. And so I would offer that short, silent prayer. Nobody ever knew that I was saying a prayer for them and asking
right,
them for help.
Right.
It's a totally private personal habit. Just a momentary pause, right? But sometimes in response to that, information would just flood in, right? Mm-hmm. Like an avalanche of understanding and you know, how to look at it, and here's how to perceive this, and here's what you can do. And I didn't have it very often, you know, but it was exciting when it did. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you something, I learned from those experiences that that our Father in Heaven, or however you refer to God, or Source Energy,
Bro-chacho.
Or whatever. Yeah,
Bro-chacho.
Exactly. Yes, that too. It's all the same. But that higher power is aware of us, so aware, so intimately aware of us all the time, everything we're doing. And so I know that that's true because I got those answers and it was really amazing. Well, so what happens to us is the emotional baggage that we experience is one piece of the puzzle. Mm-hmm. But then there's more, right? And working with people that were so hopelessly sick, what I found was there are really six different categories of imbalances, I came to call them, because I was mind mapping this whole thing right on the computer for 20 years. So there are six different categories of imbalances. And one of those is pathogens. So you can have a pathogen that gets into the body. If you have things living in your body like that, you gotta get rid of them. Mm-hmm. Let me give you an example. I'll tell you a story. I spoke in a fibromyalgia support group one time, and they closed it down shortly after I spoke. I hope it wasn't me. But it might have been.
Well, maybe it was because they all healed. There you go.
Let's hope so. But anyway, I spoke for about an hour, and there were about 50 people there, all sufferers. And there was one lady that was sitting a little bit off to my right who cried the whole time. She had tears coming down. And at the end of the thing, I spoke with her, and she said that she'd had fibromyalgia that was severe for 19 years. And she cried all the time because the pain was so severe. And she talked to many doctors. She'd been to 9 different doctors over all those years. Ooh. And they'd all told her the same thing. This is incurable. Nothing can ever mm-hmm. be done. You'll never
You're
get
crazy.
Well.
Go home.
Take these medications. Yeah. And so that was it. So part of the reason she said she was crying that night was because it was the first time she'd heard a doctor say that she might actually be able to get well.
Right. That she didn't have to suffer anymore.
Yeah. So she came into my practice. And this is typical, okay, of what can happen to us. When you get imbalanced in these six ways, eventually you're going to manifest, if you get imbalanced enough in these six ways, you're going to manifest some kind of disease, and you're going to end up having symptoms severe enough that you're going to go to, you know, seek help. Well, anyway, so this woman had pathogens. She had parasites. She had 55 different Oof. Viral infections in her body.
Oh, my god!
Because her immune system was so on the ropes mm-hmm. that, it, you know, if she's walking down the hall and somebody coughs, boom, she's got a new, you know, hitchhiker, right?
Right.
So that's one category, is pathogens. The next category is misalignments. And anything can misalign. And so she had lots of misalignments mm-hmm. going on. Then the next category is what we call a nutrition and lifestyle. And she had so many nutritional deficiencies, I had to reprogram my computer. Yeah. Well, so that's another piece of the puzzle, right? So then the next piece of the puzzle is toxicity. She's very toxic. We had to start detoxing her. And then the next piece of the puzzle has to do with the organs and the glands and the chakras and the meridians and things and the connection between the spirit and the physical body. Mm-hmm. And those were all, everything was broken down. Mm-hmm. All the organs were imbalanced, all the glands, multiple meridians, multiple chakras. So I just started fixing things, right?
Right.
And then she had a lot of trapped emotion, and she had a heart wall too. And so, so I started working with her and addressing all these things as rapidly as I could. And within 3 weeks, she was completely pain-free, except for the, she had some arthritis in her, I think it was her right thumb joint right here that, mm-hmm. you know, but everyone else was gone.
I was like, I'll take it. Yeah. Yeah. Generalized pain, give me a thumb.
Exactly.
Found me a thumb.
Yeah. I'm good.
That's how she felt.
Yeah.
So, but what that shows you is how imbalances occur in these different areas. Now, the most common kind of imbalance is really trapped emotions. That's why I wrote the Emotion Code book first. And then, you know, the rest of the system that I had created was it was like this really complex mind mapping system that you could use to ask questions and get answers. And I had this idea that, well, after I write the Emotion Code book, eventually I'll make that available somehow to doctors because it'll change everything about what they're doing, right?
Poor Dr.
You're so cute.
Yeah, right. So anyway, the higher power had a different idea.
Yeah.
Right? And so about a year after the Emotion Code book came out, one morning, I woke up and my mind is full of instruction. And the instruction is, you need to take everything that you've learned about natural healing and put it into a self-study course that anyone can learn and make it available to everyone, mm-hmm. everywhere.
Yes.
So
it's on my bucket list.
Yeah.
Do you know that it is one of when Laura and I interview people to come on to come into Free Will Healing, it is actually one of the many of our practitioners say tell us, you know, that they have gone through your course. Mm-hmm. So that is a very big thing in St. George, Utah, at least.
Yes.
Because you are kind of that base of validity for energy healing, mm-hmm. and you kind of started that for the rest of us, you know, and so. Yeah.
Well,
so,
I'm grateful to, you know, just work here. I'm glad to have a job.
When we expand, we're
we'll have some office space.
Yeah, we'll have some office space over here. We're really looking for a chiropractor.
Do you still practice? I know you travel a lot. Do you still practice?
No, I had to. I did have a distance practice for a while, and it was really a lot of fun. But I had to put that aside a number of years ago because now we just travel. We were just in Europe for a month teaching, mm-hmm. and at the end of August we're going back to teach in Istanbul and Warsaw and some other in Switzerland.
It's where we have the path that we have in our brain, and then we have the path that God gives us. And
yes.
you know, what is the saying?
If
you want to make God laugh,
make a plan.
Tell him your plan.
Yeah. We have a wisdom guest here.
Mr. Mason's got
another question.
Okay,
and then I have another question for you as well. Okay. I have a list of questions.
I know you do. We should write it down.
No, it's cool. Oh, here it is. Mr. Mason again.
Mr. Mason.
Nope, he had us on speaker.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes. You are on with Dr. Nelson.
Hi.
Hello.
You're breaking up. Hey, you're breaking up real bad. Can you?
I'm gonna X you out.
Yeah. Try calling back in again.
Yeah, we couldn't understand any of it. Sorry.
I don't know if he's still there. Can you hear us? Yeah, looks like he's. Do we have any? That's better. Yeah, go ahead with Dr. Nelson. There we go. So the what you said about the woman with the, I believe it was MS, fibromyalgia, right? So you said that she had 50 some odd different bugs floating around in her. It strikes me as funny that the lovely kids on the medical professional side, because I know they probably ran about 50 million tests on her, how could you miss something like that when you're defining those things?
Well, the thing about it is, those things that she had going on would be considered low grade. You can have a low grade infection and it's not going to show up on any kind of test. If you have a full-blown, fulminating kind of infection that is on its way to killing you, that will show up. But anyway,
it's just something that doesn't.
Yeah.
So, are you aware of medical medium Anthony William?
Uh huh. Yeah.
Okay.
So
I'm just wondering how many times the medical professionals or some of these guys that you know, do that all the time, wondering how many times they overlook something simple or overlook something that could have been blatantly obvious from another perspective, and people go untreated because of that.
Yeah, well, it happens all the time. I mean, Western medicine, I want to give Western medicine credit for the incredible, really miraculous things that they do in the cases of traumatic problems.
They're great at acute issues. They are great at Band-Aids.
To keep somebody alive until
they can get to the root of the issue. I agree with you.
Yeah, they're fantastic at things like that. But the problem is, for example, when I was in practice, what I found is that I would test somebody using muscle testing who maybe had a parasite. And what I found was that a lot of the time, testing them using the typical methods, you know, where you where you do the testing for parasites, a lot of those would show up as negative, even though the person would have a parasite. And so what I found is that I came to rely more and more on muscle testing to get answers, and muscle testing isn't perfect, right? Mm-hmm. But it works well enough that we can help people and get answers in most cases and figure out what's going on. In fact, I have to tell you a story since I brought up parasites. I'm deviating.
My mother was told she had parasites, that was one of her issues that she was dealing with at the moment.
They're pretty common. A lot of people have them. Well, anyway, this woman came in to see me, and she had fibromyalgia. So asking her subconscious mind questions and attacking those things in those different ways, which is what we call the body code. And that's a method that now is out there and it's available. We were able to get her well. So then she wanted her husband to come in. So her husband, here's the story. She finally talked him into coming in. And the story was, 4 years before, her husband was a truck driver. He's driving his truck, and all of a sudden his scrotum starts to swell and become incredibly painful. He can't drive anymore. Nobody knows what's wrong with him. 2 years later, he goes on total disability. 2 years later, he has surgery, and they don't really find anything. They stitch him up, and then it all comes back again, right? So when I met him, 4 years has been going, right? He's been on disability 4 years. Young guy, like mid-30s, you know, beautiful wife, beautiful kids, but his life is just like totally on hold.
Miserable.
Yeah, miserable. And so he comes in to see me finally, and he tells me that he, every month he drives up to UCLA, to the medical center, and, you know, sees these doctors. And then every other month he's going down to Scripps La Jolla and seeing doctors down there. And it's just a big puzzle. Nobody knows what's wrong with him. He's like one of those textbook cases of unknown, right? Mm-hmm. And so just using muscle testing really quickly, within about a minute, I found out, using the body code, he's got a parasite. And so I said, hey, has anyone told you that you have a parasite? And he said, no, nobody had ever mentioned that in 4 years. And I said, well, why don't you try this? And I tested to see which, I gave him a supplement, you know, that we used to carry to use. And he went home with the supplement and he didn't want to take it. And his wife finally made him take it. And a week later, he came back in to see me and it was all gone. Oh. And he was like the happiest guy I think I've ever seen. So the thing about it is, let me tell you, the future of healing, I believe, is tapping into that internal computer that knows with a perfect understanding why we're manifesting this or that, or why we can't find our soulmate, or why we're... Mm-hmm. Why we have whatever symptoms we're dealing with, the depression, the anxiety, the phobias, the panic attacks, the PTSD, the eating disorders, you know, the infertility, the asthma, the digestive problems, the fibromyalgia, the chronic fatigue, the cancer. The subconscious knows all of it.
Right.
And so that's really the revelation and really the paradigm shifting element to alternative healing, and it's the base of everything that we do in the emotion code.
Right.
And so the emotion code teaches people about that and how to tap into that. And that's what's so, I mean, it's so powerful, the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is so powerful, we haven't even begun to tap into it yet.
Oh my goodness, yes.
Really.
Yeah.
I mean, it's tied into the database of universal intelligence, you know, the database of genius, the morphic field, whatever you want to call it.
Do you recommend people to actually see somebody to do their work? Because like when I work on myself, I always have that little doubt, right? Like, am I listening to my body correctly? So do you recommend I actually go see a provider about it, or is it good enough for me to work on myself?
It kind of depends on the person. I mean,
depends on you, I think.
Yeah, I think it's always a good idea to see somebody else, because you can start working on yourself, and we've had lots and lots of people who have just worked on themselves and had amazing mm-hmm. shifts, incredible life-changing things happen. But one thing that I do believe is that we can release about 80 or maybe 90% of our own baggage, but then there's going to be another 10 or 20% that we're not going to find that somebody else will have to find.
I've been trying, that's why.
Because we push that down, things that we don't want to look at.
Or they're behind that wall that you can't.
Yeah, or there's so much a part of us.
I don't remember if the verbiage is correct, but there's like the hidden one. Like those are the heart wall ones, correct?
Well, sometimes what happens is that you have, I'll tell you a story. Like for me, I thought I'd cleared out all my baggage, you know. About 2 years after the Emotion Code book came out, I asked my daughter, Natalie, to work on me. And she was in Seattle, and I was here, you know, in St. George, where I live. And so we're pretty far apart, right?
Right.
And so I hang up the phone with her, and she starts working on me. And so here's what happened to her. Working on me remotely, which of course you can do, because this is all about quantum
energy.
Physics and energy. And energy is not bound by distance, right?
Right.
So she starts working on me, and she finds out that I have this inherited trapped emotion. So in other words, I received emotional energy at the moment I was conceived. And it came from my father. And he got it from his mother, and she got it from her mother. And my daughter traced it back. It went back 22 generations. Now, the emotion was hopelessness, right? And so all of a sudden, my daughter can feel someone standing next to her. And it's that grandmother. And she can feel her emotions. I mean, the grandmother from the 1400s probably.
Right.
From Ireland, we think, who went through some incredibly hopeless experience, mm-hmm. right?
Right. Well, it was the 1400s.
Yeah. The whole time.
I think everybody was hopeless in the 1400s.
Right.
Yeah. So we all have something to carry
on. Life at best was really difficult. No indoor plumbing.
Yeah. No air conditioning.
No internet.
I can live without internet, but not air conditioning. I hate the heat.
Yeah. Well, so anyway, she can feel this woman's emotions, this grandmother. She can feel how desperate she is to have this energy released from her posterity. That's what she passed on for hundreds of years. She can also feel how overwhelmed with gratitude this woman is that this is being done. And so my daughter releases it. By the way, my daughter had gotten that from me when she was conceived. And so she releases it. It releases from the grandmother, and she can feel it ripple through all those generations. It releases from me. And so for me, the experience that I had was really interesting, because all of a sudden, it was like this background music that had been playing all my life, every waking moment, mm-hmm. this background feeling of hopelessness that I could never put my finger on, but it was always there. Suddenly, it was gone. And it was the most amazing thing, because, you know, when I was writing this book back, you know, in 2006 and 2007, if somebody would have asked me to describe in one word how this project, this book project, felt, without any hesitation whatsoever, I would have said it feels hopeless. And that was that energy, that ancient, mm-hmm. you know, that antique energy that I mm-hmm. had from 600 years ago.
What would you call it now?
Oh, the word joy. But then it would have been hopeless, because every day when I would go to write, I'd have to spend half an hour to an hour psyching myself up, right? Mm-hmm. Listening to really positive, motivational things, trying to overcome that hopelessness.
Right.
Isn't that wild?
So is that release of hopelessness all hopeless emotions, or just that specific generation?
I think for me it was like the last one.
Okay. That strong mm-hmm. one.
That thing was powerful.
Yeah.
Because when I've worked on myself, I haven't had a repeat of the same emotion. But so that's what I was asking. That's why I was asking, is it, so if I release hopeless, is it all the hopeless emotions, or is it just that specific?
No, I mean, what we think is that the average person has about 300 trapped emotions.
Oof.
Some more, some less. So as you start,
Laura, double that for you. You'll double that.
I write them down as I'm going through them. Yes.
Yeah. So some of them will definitely
I'm sure
be
this will be cool.
Laura and I fangirl in different ways.
Yeah. It'll be cool. What?
Yeah. So because there's 60 emotions in the list, definitely some of those are going to be repeated.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's all right.
So we have somebody from Elemental Health.
That is Amanda.
Oh, hello, Amanda. And she says, fascinating about parasites. And then she also is saying, I devoured that book when it first came out. So Amanda is the red room that I showed you.
Oh, okay.
That she has the biofeedback and the new German medicine.
Right.
And the holistic.
Yes.
So, yeah, she's pretty amazing. Gifted. Human. She's very, very gifted. Mm-hmm. So, and I believe she does some emotion code as well, doesn't she?
I think everybody has a little bit of emotion.
It's funny because when I was an accountant for 100 years, and then I had this major event happen, and when that event was over, I wasn't an accountant anymore. I was what I am now, and which is
without
strange. Yeah, without the blue hair.
Okay.
But anyway, so all of a sudden I understood things on a level that I had never understood before, and when that event happened, God flipped that switch on, and
why he keeps teasing.
he's like, hey, Laura. But anyway, so as I was allowing it to come, because of course I spent probably a good 6 months going, why me? And that was.
Would you have a near-death experience or something? Or?
God came and sat on my bed for 3 hours with me and my husband, and explained that what we see and what we've been taught is not the truth of what is really out there, and that he's not jealous or vengeful. That he is—he's a dad, and he loves us,
yeah.
And he wants us to be happy, and he wants us to be kind, and. Organized religion is correct and wrong at the same time, and that the judgment is the fear and judgment, fear is not of him, and that's how we let negative energy into us is fear.
Yeah.
And spend about 3 hours explaining so much to us, and then before he left, he gave me a job. And that job was to speak my truth with no fear of judgment.
Awesome. High five.
And to allow people to accept it or not and love them either way.
Sure.
And so I said, yes, Father, I accept. And it has been a whirlwind. And my husband accepted a job himself. And Mr. Mason that was calling in is my husband. That was asking the questions.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, so... for the first 6 months, because society has taught me, you cuss like a sailor, you smoke like a chimney, you have tattoos. Why would God come to you? Why would he sit on your bed? You're not of value, and you're a woman. Mm-hmm. The church that I was a part of, women don't, God doesn't talk to women unless it's in reference to their children or their family. Apparently the penis is a God antenna, and I did not have a penis. So, so for about 6 months, I just kept trying to resist, even though I'd already given my word. Okay. And I kept asking, why me? Mm-hmm. And that was all ego, right?
Sure.
And he said, why you? No human is more vital than another. Why you, child? You are no better than anyone else. You are just different.
Mm-hmm.
Why you? Because you said you would.
Yeah.
Because you said you would.
Yeah.
And
there you go.
That was that.
Yeah.
That was that. And but I have tattoos. And he said, read Revelations 19:16. And I said, what does it say? And he said, read it. So I read it. It's talking about the second coming of Christ. And says upon his vestal, so his robe, and his thigh, he bore a mark that read, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. And I said, a mark? And he said, it wasn't Sharpie. I said, Christ had a tattoo? He said, and it was in front of your face your entire life, but you never once asked me, you just believed the judgment of man. Huh. And I said, I know there's something in there about not cutting or marking the skin. He said, read it again. I said, do not get cuttings or markings in the skin in remembrance of the dead. Because my children do not die. Energy can be created. It cannot be destroyed. Mm-hmm. And I went, well, shit. Mm-hmm. And so that it's been, that was 4 years ago. July 5th was 4 years ago. And here we are, free will healing. He showed us, my husband and I, free will healing then, and what we would be doing. But my whole point of that is that as I was kind of growing and learning these things, and Laura will tell you, she's the one that reads things. I'm horrible about it. But I cannot tell you how many times people said to me, like I'd say, they would have a stomach pain or something. I'd say, well, stomach is usually guilt and resentment. And they'd say, have you read the emotion code, Dr. Bradley? And I'm like, no, but I'm going to have to read that.
So tell them how we came across, because I haven't heard of him either. You went to get some coffee.
So, you ready for this? Okay, yeah. Okay. Our listeners, you ready?
As much as I love you, I haven't heard of you yet.
I had heard of you because I had so many people say to me, oh, have you read the emotion code? Because of the things that I would say, reminded them of things that were in the book. So when we had just opened Free Will Healing, and Father kept telling me, he was like, you know, get everything together. You need to pull it, because we've been open now for 10 months, I believe. And get everything together, and you know, that explosion will come and stuff. So I went through Dutch Brothers to get coffee one morning, and this was back in January, I think. We were just getting ready to open this expansion, and this young girl, you know, was standing out there, and she took my coffee thing, and I think she saw my shirt or something, everything. And she was like, oh, what are you doing? I said, oh, we're, you know, a holistic healing center. And she said, oh, my uncle is Bradley Nelson. He wrote the emotion code.
That was Angelique.
And she didn't know her name.
And she was, and she was said, she said, he would just love you. He would just love you. And I was like, here's my card. Have him give me a call. And then,
you called me and told me about it. So I was like,
so she went and got the book, and then
next thing you know, we're at the conference.
And then we were at the conference 2 months later, and they just coincidentally, right? Because I don't believe in coincidences. They had you and Aunt, you know, we were literally, our tables were right next to each other. So I was like, okay, I hear you.
Because even before that, we had talked about, we'd love to have you on the podcast. We got to have him on our podcast to talk about this energy stuff, and here we are.
Because we were fangirling. After we found out, like, everything that you had done for the energy community, we were like,
we got to,
oh, I love him.
Yes.
We got to buy him lunch or something.
Sure. But I need to tell a little story. So I was prepping stuff for your interview, doing a little post, and I accidentally sent my husband a link with your picture on it, and it talked about, like, weight gain and an energetic armor.
Okay.
And I immediately texted, I was like, ignore that, I don't know why it got sent to you. So he pulls up the article, and then when I get home, he shows me, he's like, does this mean something? Because it talks about how you develop, like if you feel insecure in your relationship or something, you develop an energetic armor of weight gain. So Lance was like, what does this mean?
Amanda, we will ask him your question right after this.
So what is that? Because Tina, you also talk about the energetic armor that we build around us for stuff.
Sure, I created mine for fear of judgment because, you know, I've gained 40 pounds in the last 2 years since I moved here. Because in, you know, I was like, God, you're sending me as a female healer to an environment, a collective of people who A, don't believe in energy healing, and B, I'm a woman and I say I can hear God, like I hear everyone, and, you know, and I stay in that 40-pound space.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, so what we do in to deal with this kind of a situation is we talk to the subconscious mind. Mm-hmm. Because it knows.
Give it talk to mine.
Yeah, talk to her subconscious mind. Yeah. Whisper to it.
Well, so the subconscious.
She likes to be called bad names.
Okay. Well, but anyway. I mean, the subconscious mind, see, the thing is, if your subconscious mind, if that internal computer wants you to be 40 pounds overweight, you're going to be 40 pounds overweight, no matter what you do. And so basically what you can do is you can ask the subconscious mind questions. You can ask, okay, is it okay for me to be, you know, a size 2 dress or a size 0 or whatever it is, you know? Is it okay for me to weigh, you know, 120 pounds or whatever you're trying to get to? That's a simple way to check the subconscious mind, because if the answer comes back no on the muscle testing, then it means that there are some bugs in the system, there's some glitches in it that have to be fixed.
Got you.
There can be emotional baggage, there can be...
radiation poisoning.
There can be lots of things. I mean, so with the body code, working with somebody, you know, for this, I would use the body code. There's going to be emotional baggage, no doubt.
Right.
And so the emotion code will find that. But the body code really includes the emotion code, but it also includes everything else.
And when does that come out?
Yeah.
I know that you said that.
Well, it's available now. It's an app. So
yes, you can get the app, but there is also a book.
Yeah.
Correct?
The book is coming out.
Tell us about the
in
app,
February.
And then, yeah, tell us about the app, and then tell us about the book.
Well, the app is called the Discover Healing app.
I have it.
Yeah, and it looks like this, right?
Here, let's show this to
her. There you go.
So it looks like this.
Looks like that. So those are the six different areas of imbalances. And the way that this works is this is the home page. Mm-hmm. So there's six imbalances. These are the six main ones I was talking about, mm-hmm. right? Pathogens, misalignments, energies, things like that. But if you touch any one of these, it goes to another map. Mm-hmm. So you keep drilling down and drilling down, and then you can find whatever it is that you need to find. And so what's really amazing about this is that all of us exist, right, in this, we're like fish swimming in a sea of information.
Right.
And a sea of energy. And so so the moment that this became available, suddenly it's available not only on the App Store, but in the morphic field. In the database of universal intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's really fun is that everybody in the whole world knows exactly what's in here. And there's 1,000 pages in here.
Right.
Right? So, I mean, to print this out, it would be like the LA phone book. Okay? Really would. But since it's all electrons, it just takes up a little bit of space on your computer or on your phone, but not much. But anyway... included in here is everything that I have found, and that everything that everybody else has found that's been working with us now for all these years.
Right.
And so, and some of the stuff that's in here, you're not going to find anywhere else. For example, if we go into one of the six categories, is called circuits and systems, and one of the areas there is called disconnections. And there's a little button on the top left for pregnancy related. Can you see that? That's really clever. The artist portrayed that as the reflection of a woman's head in a toilet.
That was me when I was pregnant.
Yeah, so you can see that it's...
That was me every time I was pregnant.
On the top left,
mm-hmm.
you see that? And so to give you an idea, I mean, how that came about was really interesting. My wife was really sick with our youngest. And my wife and I have, between the two of us, we have eight. She and I had seven together. And our youngest daughter... was making my wife very morning sick, right? She's really sick and begging me to help her. And so I'm thinking of, and she's 22 by the way now, but it says a while ago. But anyway, my wife is asking me to help her, and I'm thinking of the things that I had done in the past that none of which really worked, right? You know,
mm-hmm.
ginger and
right.
rubber bands, the whole deal. And so I said a prayer. And I said, Father, if there's a better way to deal with this, help me to understand it, because I don't know, I really don't know what to do. Because I knew that nothing that I had done was really going to help.
Was working,
her.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden, this answer flows in. And the answer was almost whimsical. The answer was, well, you'd feel pretty sick too if you had this new life growing inside of you, especially if your brain wasn't connected to it.
Ooh.
And that was the answer. And I thought, oh, so it's a connection problem. So then I started asking questions, you know, is your brain connected to this baby, et cetera, and no. And so we got it reconnected, and immediately the morning sickness was gone.
Wow. Where were you 26 years ago?
Right?
Man.
I know. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
So anyway, I thought, wow, that's really cool. I wonder if this works with other women. And so, sure enough, every woman that I tried it on who was morning sick, it worked on.
Wow.
So I thought, this is amazing. We have to do a big study. And so I took out this big full-page ad in the paper, and we were going to do this study, and nobody showed up. One woman showed up.
Oh,
the rest were too sick to come, I guess. We helped her, but that's just one thing that's in the body code. So there are things in the body code that you're not going to find anywhere else, right? Mm-hmm. And that little area where that I was showing you has to do a lot with disconnections that happen between the spirit and the physical mm-hmm. body. And that can be just incredibly powerful.
Yeah,
I mean, you take somebody that's really sick, well, if their spirit is only 10% connected to their physical body, it's going to be hard for them to get well, mm-hmm. right? So there's just a lot of stuff in here. And what's really cool, I wanted to share one story about this system that kind of illustrates how powerful this can be. I had a patient that came into me. She'd been hospitalized for 5 days with this terrible pain in her abdomen. And they ran every test known to man. They couldn't figure it out. So they finally released her and said, man, we can't help you. So she comes.
I love those. Yeah, just come
right? Home. Yeah, I know. You guys see a lot of those? So she comes in. And she's got this terrible pain, and so I didn't know what else to do, so I broke out the system, the body code, started asking questions of her subconscious mind, and I cleared some trapped emotions, and cleared some things, and one of the things that I found was that she needed chromium, and so there's a list in here. You can be taken to, let's see here, you'd be taken to. Here, I'll just show these.
Mm-hmm.
I'll show. So what you do is it took me here, right, to nutrition and lifestyle. And then to nutrition right here, and then to nutrients right here, and then
Amanda
there's a list.
Is, Amanda
right?
is list. The,
eating it.
She is the animal right
too.
Now.
I'm like,
right?
Hello, give me that list.
And so anyway, I'm looking at the list, and it comes up, and I find out that she needs chromium, and I thought it was kind of an incidental finding, right? And I said, hey, listen, I think you need chromium. We're out of it right now, but you probably should get some, you know, at some point. I just thought, no big deal. So so she comes in the next day. I fixed everything I could find. That is, she comes in the next day, and she's actually getting worse. And I remember what was going through my mind. I was thinking, okay, this has got to be appendicitis. I don't know how they missed it, but they must have missed it. And she's in so much pain. I mean, she's like a 10 on a 0 to 10 scale.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, her appendix is going to burst, and she's gonna die, and I'm gonna go to jail. That's literally what I was thinking. But I didn't know what else to do, so I got out broke out the body code again, and I started testing. And out of all the thousands of possibilities, I was taken to that map, basically, and to chromium. And only then did I remember, oh wait, that showed up yesterday. And I said, you know what? I think you really need chromium. I don't know why, but I said, oh,
but now.
I think you need it now. Leave my office, go down the street to the health food store, buy some chromium, ask them for some water, and open it up and take some right there. 20 minutes later, this young, athletic woman, I think she's about 22 or so, she's literally jumping up and down in my waiting room.
Oh,
saying, I'm
wow.
fixed, I'm fixed. She said the instant that she took the chromium, the pain was gone.
Wow.
And she said to me, she said, how did that work? And I said, I have no idea.
That's usually my thing.
Yeah.
Will you tell us again the name of that app?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's available right now. It's on the App Store and Google Play. It's called the Discover Healing app.
The Discover Healing app.
We're going to change the name pretty soon to the Body Code, because it confuses people sometimes.
So we have time for about one more question before we have to wrap up here. I know 2 hours has rolled by. So Amanda would like to know, or Dr. Bradley, are you, Dr. Nelson, are you familiar with quantum touch? And if you are, can you touch on why you use magnets to help people shift?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not familiar with quantum touch, but I believe that God is blessing people all over the world with lots of different methodologies,
agreed.
Right?
Right.
Because the world, the earth is in labor, basically.
Yes.
Right?
Well, wait, it just went into feminine energy, so
yeah.
Of course it's in labor.
Yeah, it's in labor. And the earth is trying to bring forth this whole new world.
Right.
That's going to be ruled by love and abundance. It's going to be amazing.
I mean, it is going
to
be fabulous.
Yeah. We all need to be wearing sunglasses because...
Yeah,
you know, the future is so bright. You know, anyway, so there's lots of different methods of healing that are out there. What I found when I was in practice, it was an amazing thing to me to see how effective magnets were.
Right.
And so as this whole thing for me evolved, I was using magnets. And we still use magnets, although now, you know, what we teach people is that really you don't have to use any kind of a specialized magnet. You can use a magnet that has north polarity or south. You can use a strong magnet, a weak magnet. And if you don't have a magnet, your hand puts out a biomagnetic field, you can just use your hand. It's really all about intention, see?
Right.
And so, magnets, people can kind of get a hold of using a magnet, because magnets are kind of a little bit mysterious anyway.
Right.
You know?
Uh-huh. One side they stick together, the next side they don't want to talk.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so, so magnets work. After a while you realize you don't really need a magnet, but magnets are just a form of energy. They put out a form of energy. And what we're dealing with when we're releasing emotional baggage and other kinds of imbalances is we're dealing with energies that are in the body that shouldn't be in the body, or energies that are in the body that have become kind of disorganized. And
right.
So using a magnet with intention, we can release things or reorganize things or correct imbalances, things like that. So that's why we use magnets. But again, if you don't have a magnet, it's okay, use your hand.
Awesome. So to recap, you can get, so Dr. Nelson's first book is The Emotion Code. This is what we've been talking about. And you have courses. If people want to take a course, how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, our website is at discoverhealing.com. And
which is the same as your app, right?
It's the Discover Healing app, discoverhealing.com. And so you can go there, you can get the book there. Of course, the book's available on Amazon, Audible, wherever books are sold. Mm-hmm. You can buy it on our website. It's cheaper on Amazon.
And also, you were saying that the body code is coming out in February of 2023?
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. The book is... that's the next book. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The next book is the body code. Now, we couldn't put everything in it that is in this app, the body code, because it would have been just far too thick, mm-hmm. right? I mean, there's a lot of information in here. Like I said, about 1,000 pages.
Right.
So nobody wants to read a book that's 1,000 pages long.
Well, Laura would.
Okay. Well, right for you. So
I'm more of a skim it, you know, like read the
cliff notes.
Yeah, I'm more of the cliff notes girl.
Yeah.
I know how I feel in here.
Yeah.
Reading it is
usually. And you basically think this works on animals as well.
I used it
on my dog.
Yeah.
Anything living, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It was amazing. My dog was very depressed, and I figured it was, but I did the code, and it came out as depression because our other dog had died, and she was moping around, so I released it, and literally, she got up, grabbed a toy, and started running around.
Cool.
So amazing. Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. High five.
Yeah.
It also works. It works on really anything living. That's mm-hmm. true.
Anything that has energy.
Yeah. Because in fact, I have to tell you a story, if I can.
Yes.
We can go as long as you want, but
Dr. Nelson,
your time.
We are respecting your time. We can go as like you stay here as late as you want to.
Okay.
We'll call in pizza from downstairs. We're fine.
Okay. Well,
we might have to take a potty break at some point, but
no worries. My niece Rachel Paulson, she manages our body code certification program. Mm. And so now that I've brought that up, we offer certification in the emotion code. We have almost 10,000 people now.
That
have gone through it in 80 countries around the world.
It is just, it's phenomenal. Phenomenal.
I told my wife, you know, being kind of a practical person, I told my wife a couple of years ago, I said, do you know what this means? And she said, no. And I said, it means that we could couch surf for the rest of our lives.
Yes.
And we're out our welcome one place after another. Never run out.
There you go. Well, if you didn't have a home in St. George, you could always stay with me.
Okay, thank you.
I live in RV, so I don't offer mine.
Well, anyway, so we have an emotion code certification program. That's level one. And then you can become certified in the body code, which is level two. And we're going to be releasing the belief code this year, too.
Ooh.
That's level three.
What's the belief code?
That's about finding and removing the beliefs, the limiting beliefs, the faulty core beliefs. And
hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
I was just watching it.
That one I will read.
That one
I will read.
We're working on that right now.
Yes.
And so then the next level of certification is we're going to be calling it.
We just got kicked off wisdom.
Oh, we did? Oh, shoot.
We're still good on.
Still good on Facebook?
Yeah, it just clicked unexpectedly. It might have been like, well, why are y'all never talk this long? But we still are live on Facebook,
oh, okay.
So you are welcome to
go
there,
continue.
And I will bring on wisdom again.
Yeah. So the fourth level, at this point, the working title for it is Healing Mastery, where we include everything else that hasn't been included. So anyway,
yeah.
So
that is amazing.
So yeah.
No,
that's fine. Oh, I was going to tell you a story.
Yes.
But now I don't know what it was. What were we talking about?
I got distracted with the talking about the dog.
Oh, I know what it was. So anyway, I was telling you about my niece Rachel Paulson, who lives up in. She lives in Montana.
Well, because you're saying emotion code, body code, belief code, and we got all excited about belief code.
And then the last one is probably Healing Mastery, level 4 certification. So anyway, what happened was Rachel.
Oh, they're having issues.
Yeah,
technical.
We can continue with our recording.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We'll continue here.
So anyway, I just wanted to share this last story with you. So my niece Rachel runs our body code certification department. Mm-hmm. And she's amazing and wonderful. Well, her husband is a beekeeper. I mean, they're beekeepers.
Oh, okay.
They do it together, but her husband was doing it, I think, before they met, and his brothers do it. Well, anyway, so their bees weren't doing all that well. So Rachel decided to try the emotion code on the bees, right?
Oh, wow.
But, you know, not on the individual
bees. Oh,
because
they're all magnet.
Hold out your antenna. She did it with all of them, kind of.
Because that's impressive, if she could get one bee to just roll up and sit there and be like, I just don't know why I'm feeling this way today.
The other bees don't like me.
The other bees don't like me.
The queen kicked me out.
They said my honey production isn't good enough.
So, anyway, so what she did is she tuned in to this hive mind, right,
wow,
of all these bees.
Sorry.
And sure enough, she found a trapped emotion. And I think it was lack of control or something.
Wow.
It was like feeling unappreciated. Oh, no, it was unsupported, I think.
Oh, I could totally feel that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Feeling unsupported. Because, I mean, here they do all this work, and then we eat the honey and don't really appreciate it. Plus, we're blasting them with all kinds of pesticides and herbs. Well, so she cleared that from them, okay?
I hope she told the keepers that they need to start giving gratitude to the bees, because they can feel that energy.
She's the keeper. She's her husband.
Yeah.
So anyway, she also found, using the body code, she found that there was an energy of an herbicide that they had picked up. So she cleared that energetically, cleared that trapped emotion from this hive mind, and those bees outproduced all of the brothers' bees by like 8 times.
Oh, that is amazing.
That year.
That's on bees.
Isn't that cool?
That is amazing.
Yeah.
That is absolutely.
So there's
amazing.
No limit to this, really. I mean, it's this is just the beginning. I mean, reading the emotion code book is just the beginning, and then, you know, the body code, you can download the body code, you can try it out for 30 days, you know, the Discover Healing app. You can try that out for 30 days free, play with it. If you like it, it's really inexpensive. It's $29 on a subscription per month.
Yeah.
And if you use it at all,
it's worth it.
You know,
definitely.
Well worth it. Well worth it.
So how do people find, like, if they want to find a certified body code practitioner?
Discoverhealing.com. We've got a
list.
You
go to their website.
Click on the practitioner button, and a Google map will pop up of the entire world, and you'll see little parts all over. And so what you do is you can kind of just go with your gut and intuition and read through. If you want to find somebody local, you can.
Right.
But it doesn't matter. You can work with some. I mean, you might find out that the person that resonates the best with you is somewhere else in the world.
Right.
You know, if you're local to St. George, then, you know, you need to come here.
Yeah.
Yes. Obviously.
Here to Free Will Healing.
Yes.
Exactly.
If we could hear you say Free Will Healing.
Free Will Healing.
There we go.
The place to go in St. George.
All right, we're buying him pizza now. So is there anything else that you would like to promote or to mention before we wrap up?
Well, no, not really. This has really been, it's been a really fun experience, and, you know, we have to do this more often.
Oh, you are... All you have to do is just say,
I'm in town.
I'm in town, and I don't care. Laura and I will make space for you, because you're such a wonderful man. And you know, a lot of times somebody who has had such great success as yourself is no longer humble. And you are such a down-to-earth and so humble and such a kind human. And that was the thing after we met you at the conference. And you know.
That was like, do you think he'll talk to us?
And, you know, the thing is that we were so impressed with was the fact that you are so humble and you are, your roots, you know where your success and your abilities come from, that they come from that higher power, yeah. from yeah. that source and from God, you know, and yeah. you are... having a hard time taking credit for you giving your time, which I believe that you'll probably get better at now, though.
Well, if my head starts getting big, you know, you guys need to kick me.
Oh, have no doubt. Laura and I, we'll take care of it.
My wife's first in line.
Yeah, of course. Just tell her she's got backup.
She's got backup.
So, but you have the Free Will Healing Army behind you. There's anything we can do to help you promote, because what you're doing is vital to this earth, to this world.
It's happening. You know, yeah. It's exciting. I mean, we've just added to the Body Code app. We just added, I think, 8 more languages. We're opening 15 languages in Europe this year.
You speak so many languages?
Oh, of course. No, but that's why we're going to Europe. I mean, we had an event there. We were there for a month in May and half of June in Europe, and it was just so cool because we'd never been to Poland, for example, but the book's available in Polish. And so we connected with some people there, went there, and we had 2 nights sold out.
Oh, wow. You know, that's amazing.
It was just amazing. And the people
now, whose couch
so
did you
ready.
Stay on that?
They put us up in a really nice hotel. And then we went to Hungary, and then met with a lot of our practitioners there. And then I just had this feeling like we needed to go to Istanbul. Mm-hmm. We have a partner in Switzerland, and they're the ones that are helping us to open up all these languages.
Right.
And
because they're neutral.
Yeah, and we were going to go there. Well, could be.
Sorry. We are Dr. Nelson.
It's okay.
Every time
like
he says "Constant Apple," I want to sing the song. So, yeah.
Yeah, the fact that she hasn't broken out into song yet is so unusual. Rolling with the homies.
Oh my gosh, it's hilarious.
Yeah, we're gonna teach you that one. Rolling with the homies. There you go.
So anyway,
that's a new muscle test.
All right.
He's gonna if it's even, you're good.
He's gonna call it the Free Will Healing Rolling with the Homies test.
What is your favorite muscle test?
Most interviews.
I trust the pendulum for me.
The pendulum works great. I was working on somebody this morning using the pendulum. Mm-hmm. This has been a standby. You know the
yeah. That's the one that I
doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah, I don't know. I use this. I kind of fluctuate. I'll use this, the elbow test sometimes. I'll use the ring and ring sometimes. The single, kind of depends. If I'm driving, I'll use this one. One hand.
Yeah, be careful with that one.
But I love the, you know, the pendulum. I've got a couple of bobbers at home that I use.
Which one is the bobber?
You know, the bobber is the one where it kind of has a handle and it has kind of a line that comes out. Mm-hmm. And then it will usually go, for me, it'll go, straight up and down for yes and sideways for no. And, you know, it all works. I mean, any kind of device like that.
Because it's energy is moving it.
It's all just energy, yeah. And it's really just reflecting what's in your body. I mean, I got invited to be the keynote speaker at the American Dowsers Association.
Ooh.
Which I didn't know existed. But it was in Vermont, and they had this event. And there were hundreds of people there from all over the world, right? And it was so interesting because, you know, we've been using muscle testing. They just use devices.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
And what they teach is that the body itself is the most sensitive instrument that we know of. Yeah. And so dowsing devices like pendulums or bobbers, all they're doing is they're just kind of magnifying the response that's coming out of the body.
Right. You know, Father told me that there would come a day that we would literally move mountains with our energy. And I believe that that is beginning. You know, that is this, once we get through the emotion code, the body code, the belief code, and what's number 4?
Healing mastery.
There you go. Once we hit that healing mastery, I believe that that is when we will be able to, I can spin paper with the energy from my hands. I can spin paper, but I got a long way to go before I can move a mountain.
Right.
So if you could hurry up and write those other books, because apparently I got to start studying.
Well, you know, throughout history, there have been people that could do things like that. And it was through their faith and through their intention.
Absolutely.
And their belief.
And it's the, it's a very inappropriate
part. The purity of heart.
Yeah.
It's that's what it comes down to.
And
is the purity
and their heart. And their connection, you know, to the higher power.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so one of the great things about the emotion code is that as people start getting rid of that baggage, and especially when they take down the wall around their heart, people have people not only fall in love lots of times who never thought they would. They have creative ideas that start to flow, and you know, their lives transform in many ways. But one of the coolest things is that people write to us and tell us that for the first time in their life, when that wall's taken down, they can feel God's love for them. They can feel connected, right? How profound is that?
Yeah.
Well, that that is the ultimate, that feeling of unconditional love. Mm-hmm. Is the ultimate goal of every divine spirit is to feel that absolute unconditional love. So
yeah, that's right.
Well,
and for self,
yeah,
self, not just love, receiving it, but having the self.
Yeah, and we all want that, and so, but so you know, we're not sure how to get it, and so we try all kinds of things, right. Drugs and sex, and you know. Risky, you know, behaviors and all kinds of
things. Really all they have to do is read the emotion code and come to Free Will Healing, and we got this.
Bingo.
Well, Dr. Nelson, thank you so much. We are honored to have had you here today. We really, truly appreciate you and everything that you have done. And you are welcome here. You're part of the family here. You're welcome anytime. If you're in town and you're just feeling like you want a little bit of silly or some sassiness, you just call us up and say, hey, let's do a podcast. So anyways, but thank you so much for coming on. And
and we'll have the full recording because we recorded this as well, not just Facebook, but the full recording.
Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you both for having me on. It's been really fun.
Thank you. Absolutely.
If you have suggestions for topics that you would like us to cover or you have a question, please feel free to contact us via email at whosaidyouhaveto@gmail.com. If you would like to know more about Free Will Healing, Tina or me, visit our website at www.freewillhealing.com.
And also, please check the show notes for all of our Who Said You Have To social media links on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, where you can follow or subscribe to get updates for any upcoming events or personal appearances near you.
We encourage you to have faith in yourself.
And remember,
Who said you have to?